this?
Oh, hey, Mr. President, it's Jimmy Dore. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Well, I got to say, you know, it was actually pretty easy getting through to you today, Mr. President. We got right.
Yeah, how about that shit, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I just got prank called by Eric Erickson on the phone.
Really? Did he do the "is your refrigerator running" bit?
No, he just yelled the N-word and hung up.
You know, I'm not even sure that's a prank. Listen, how you doing these days anyway? How you feeling?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
Shit. How's it look like I'm doing? Supposed to be in the home stretch here, tackling climate change. But I'm dealing with mass shootings, terrorist attacks, Donald Trump, House Republicans, you name it.
I got to say, sir, it really looks like it's starting to take a toll on you, I will say.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm aging so fast it looks like I drank out of the wrong Holy Grail. And ISIS decides to rear its ugly head right about now. That's convenient. Mm-hmm. Republicans love ISIS. Nothing validates their worldview more than a cartoonishly evil bunch of brown bad guys straight out of a 90s action movie.
People are saying that you aren't doing enough to confront ISIS. That's what people are saying. What do you say about that?
We're bombing the shit out of them and have been for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want? Boots on the ground?
No, I don't want boots on the ground.
Yeah, no one does. No one wants another ground war after Iraq, especially in a country right next to Iraq. And the Republicans know this, too, so they're all coy about it. We're already bombing them. They know calling for another ground war is a bad idea politically, so what's left? Tough talk.
Right, right.
Republicans love tough talk.
Yeah.
Bunch of chicken hawks. You know, I gotta laugh, Jimmy. These are the least physically tough people I've ever seen. And they're calling me a pussy? The GOP are a bunch of pasty white man-titted high talkers who could win a schoolyard fight against a 10-year-old Syrian girl, and they think they want to talk tough.
And Bobby,
they literally want me to be shit talking more, saying that we're fighting terrorism, saying that we're fighting extremism. Is it enough? They want me to add Muslim in those sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Islamic extremism, like me adding some fucking syllables that's going to make the bombs explode harder or some shit. Oh, he's not saying Muslim. He's not tough enough. This is like if people gave FDR shit for never saying Hitler's middle name. He never says Hitler's full name. How do we know who we're fighting over there? Roosevelt needs to talk tough and say full details of proper names. The fuck, man?
They say over and over again that you can't fight the enemy if you don't know who the enemy is. That's what they're saying.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. How does that even make sense? How do we know who we're fighting if we don't say out loud what their religion is? We know who the enemy is. ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They have names. That's who we're fighting. The people who say this shit, oh, by the way, are the same people who couldn't find Iraq or Syria on a map, even if they had pictures of buffet, ranch dressing, fountains on them.
What do they want you to say?
Muslim. Islam. Islamism. That last one's my favorite. Have you ever heard of Christianityism?
No. I'd never heard of Christianityism.
Right. But they don't, of course, actually want me to say that. They just enjoy the fact that I don't say that. See, they know I'm pragmatic, which in this instance means I don't actually want to start a cataclysmic war with a billion motherfuckers, or at the least accelerate the radicalization of young Muslim men all over the Middle East. So they know I'm not going to say fuck Islam on CNN, pull my dick out and stick it in a ham or some shit. They get to point that out, that I don't trash Islam, which stirs up the whole "is Obama's a secret Muslim" thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even running in 2016, but these Peckerwoods need to campaign against me in Iowa like I were running.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, it's pretty nuts how the GOP candidates are scrambling over themselves to see which one can be more hardline about this stuff. Trump calling for the banning of all Muslims. Christie saying he wouldn't even accept a 5-year-old Syrian refugee kid. Lindsey Graham saying that he has the toughest foreign policy of any of them.
Oh, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope that dude stays in the closet forever, so it won't ever be technically inappropriate to call him an effeminate pussy.
Wow. That's something.
And he's the head of this whole tough talk gang.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the next time he talks tough on TV in that Truman Capote voice of his, they do a split screen of him next to a masked ISIS fighter holding a severed head, pointing a scimitar at the camera, saying, "We're coming for your daughters," in Arabic. I just want to say, which one of these two dudes looks tough to you? Go ahead, take your time, make a choice. But which one looks tough right now? That's the thing. That's what these walking toilet paper rolls don't understand. We can't win the tough-talking game against a gang of psychotic murderers. Mm-mm. You ain't going to seem tougher than the mass-killing, ancient monument-destroying, gang-raping, doomsday cult motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You can seem right and just and on the right side of history next to these people, but you ain't going to be tougher. And if you try, it's just going to show the world exactly how not tough you actually are.
Well, Mr. President, all I can say is I wish you luck over the coming year, buddy. Good luck figuring this out, really.
Don't worry about me, Jimmy. After January 20th, 2017, I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad with two teenage daughters. I'm going to enjoy these last few months of peace while I can.
Okay. All right, President Barack Obama. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.